Good to have every one of you with us today. Appreciate you being here. Amen. Some, it's been a while since we saw you. Some, amen. We're glad you're back. It's good to see Brother Josh Adair with us today. Amen. Good to see him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Tonight's service, 6:30 tonight. Let's be in church tonight, 6:30. Come early. Find a place to pray. Pray before the service tonight. Amen. It'll get your heart and mind in a frame of mind to let the Lord work in your life. And then also at 5:30, there'll be youth service tonight. And young people can meet with Brother Gabe, Sister April. And parents, you can find yourself a place to pray and spend a little bit of time in prayer and getting ready for service. But that's at 5:30 tonight, youth service. And then at 2 o'clock today is nursing home service. So we'll be nursing home service today at 2 o'clock. Morning. Amen. Turn with us to the book of Psalms, chapter 91. Psalms 91. Amen. This coming Friday night will be an open house for the Bethel Chapel Christian School. And all be at 5 o'clock on Friday night. And we'll try to make it as brief as possible. But if we could meet with our parents and students, kind of open house, and get ready for the upcoming school year that starts a week from tomorrow. All right, school starts the 17th. Psalms chapter 91. Spoke to the church last night from this chapter, and I'm going to speak this morning. And who knows what we might do tonight? You never know. But Psalms 91, I want to read. Last night I read the entire psalm, and this morning we won't do that for the sake of time, but we'll just read a few verses to you, just a few verses here. From Psalms chapter 91. Amen. One of the best psalms of the Bible. One of the best psalms. I love Psalms 91. You know, you got your Psalms 23. You got Psalms 51. You got some, you know, maybe you're a Psalms 119 guy. Amen. Whatever. Maybe, you know, all of those. But man, when you read Psalms 91, what a wonderful, wonderful psalm that it is. And it's encouraging. It's wonderful. And so I just want to read to you a few verses here, starting in verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Let's stop right there, and we'll stop right there. You know, there's a when you read the Psalms, I think you can pick out three different voices that are speaking here. Psalms 91 and 1 in verses 1 and 2 seems like it's a voice that's speaking and saying, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place. It's kind of a call, a beckoning there, and then there's the advice or the encouragement that is giving in 3 all the way down, all the way till you get down. Into verse 15, I believe it is, where it changes, and then it's God kind of talking to us. But these verses are interesting verses here. But a part I want to draw out to you today is in verse 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And I've never been one that has done any trapping. I think that'd be fun to do. I think I'd enjoy doing some trapping. Yeah, be a trap. I think it'd be cool, even a live trap or whatever. I think it'd be interesting. But that's a hunting. Tell you what, that's something that fascinates me. Fascinates me. But I have had the privilege of doing some hunting for pheasant with some really good bird dogs. Tell you what, if you get a good bird dog, pheasant hunting is fun. If you get a bad bird dog, all you're doing is chasing a dog all day long. That's all you're doing. But if you've got yourself a good bird dog and he knows how to hunt, it's amazing to watch how a bird dog will hunt. It's amazing how there's that scent that they have that they can just pick it up, and it's amazing how that they work a field and that instinct that is inside them to zigzag across that field back and forth, and If you have a good bird dog, all right, they're right there within 50 yards of you or so, and they're just working that field back and forth. And you can walk through a field with a good bird dog and walk back and forth through that field, and you can find some good pheasant. And, man, to me, you know, you get a couple of good bird dogs out there that's running like that, and they'll be zigzagging. And I love to see one of those bird dogs go on point, and he gets on point. It's beautiful. And then to see another bird dog come right behind it and get on point right behind it. Man, I tell you what, it amazes me to watch them, to see how they do that. And they'll just freeze. And a good bird dog will stay there. Will stay there. And he'll stay on point until you come up there, and then you give him command to watch you. Now, the guy that I hunted with, he knew how to train bird dogs, and he was good. And that dog would stay there and stay there and stay there until he went in, and he would always go in and flush the bird himself because he was mostly training those dogs. But he would go, and they'd stay there the whole time until he kicked that bird up in the air, and then they would take off after that bird. And if you shot it, if he was good enough to shoot it, I got a story about doing that with Brother Joey Height one time. I'll have to tell you that another time. But if you shoot that bird and you get that bird shot and it falls, that good bird dog will bring it back to you. It's just amazing to watch some people that know how to. Have you ever watched a good fisherman? Somebody really knows how to fish? I fish, but I don't really know how to fish. Man, they're fishermen. They are worried about the barometric pressure. They are worried about, you know, the color of your lure. I pick up one, I said, hey, that looks like a fish. I bet a fish will bite that. That's how I fish, throw it in there. And I like ones, you know, to me, you know, the more hooks, the better. You got to catch something, right? If you can't catch, if they don't bite it, you'll snag them that way. And, you know, there's just a lot of good ways to fish, a lot of good ways to fish. And, you know, but if you watch a good fisherman, he knows how to fish. He knows where to go in the lake. He knows where to cast. He knows what lure to use. He can look at the color of the water and tell you what color lure you need to use. I had a fisherman tell me one time that the water was dark. He said, you need to use a dark lure. I thought, no, you need one of your glows in the dark. So fish can see it, right? They can tell you all exactly what kind of lure you need to use, how you need. They even can tell you how to hold your mouth. They can tell you, you know, you watch a fisherman that knows how to fish. Had privilege one time to go on Lake Erie and go walleye fishing, and while I was there, but we went with a guide while we was walleye fishing. Let me tell you what, Lake Erie's a big place, and when you get out there, but then that guide knew where to go for us to catch fish, and then he would tell us, here's what you do. Here's how you bait your hook. Here's what the lure that you're going to use. And then he would say, you cast in there, and when it hits the water, he'd tell you what number to count to. And then he'd say, you start reeling it in. And I'm telling you what, if you did exactly what he said, you'd catch walleye. And you could bring him in, and man, let me tell you what, we've limited out on walleye that day. But you know what, if you have somebody that knows how to fish, right? You know, there's a lot of things about hunting, fishing. If you have the time, the money, right? There's some people that I know that they like to deer hunt. A lot of guys in church like deer hunt. But I'm telling you right now, there's people that's getting excited about deer hunt. There's people getting excited, but there's people that are excited about, they eat, drink, and sleep deer hunting all year long. That's all they think about. That's all they think about. They live it. I've been evangelizing in places, and it was in the springtime, and they were already out there finding their spot in the woods and scouting out, all right? And, man, let me tell you what, they're serious about it. They're serious about it. They'll spend hundreds and thousands of dollars because they're serious about it, right? People that know how to do it. Well, you know what? Reading here. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Now, let me tell you, the fowler knows how to hunt. He's a bird hunter, and he knows how to do it. He just don't go out there, and he just don't go out there saying, I'm looking for a bird today, and just grab a bird. That's not how he does it. He knows how to hunt. And can I tell you, Satan knows how to hunt a soul. Satan is not, let me tell you what, he's serious about it. And he knows how to hunt a soul. And he's right now, he is the predator of your soul. He wants to destroy you. He is the fowler that is out to snag you, to snare you, to trap you, amen, and to destroy you. He is that fowler that is out right now, and he knows what he needs to do in order to trap you and to get you right where he needs you. Amen. The fowler knows, and Satan knows, amen, that there needs, that he knows how to conceal the danger. He knows how to conceal his trap so that you do not even realize that it is there. He don't put it out in plain view so that you can see it, but he knows how to camouflage. He knows how to conceal. And without you even knowing the danger that you are in, he begins to draw you and lure you closer and closer to the trap that he has set for you. Without you even realizing the danger, without ever really, why? Because he knows how to conceal the danger. Amen. Many of us, we may think that we know a lot of things and we're very well aware and we're conscious of our world and the wickedness of our world and all of that. But can I tell you, Satan knows how to trap a soul. Satan knows, and he knows that he can conceal the danger. If you don't see any danger in it, if he can get you to feel like you are safe right where you're at, if he can make you feel at ease, if he can make you feel like everything's fine, right? You ever watched an animal in the woods that became alerted to danger? Man, let me tell you, if you're deer hunting, you watch them. Let me tell you what, the ears come up. And if you watch them close, those ears, they turn. Man, they're listening. They'll be scenting the air, because they have been alerted of danger. And man, once a deer has been alerted of danger in the area, let me tell you what, they're hard to kill. They're hard to kill. But if you can conceal the danger, if you can camouflage, if you can cover your scent, if you can cover your appearance, if you can conceal the danger, amen, that deer never realizes what's there. Amen, never understands what the danger it's in. And it's the same way for your soul, because Satan conceals the danger. You don't realize how serious it is today. You don't realize how serious the position of your life, the condition of your soul. Amen. You don't realize it because he has concealed the danger. Satan's good about concealing the danger. You know what? You hear the preachers preach about the coming of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, he's good about concealing the danger. Makes you think that, you know what? It's a long way off. I've got plenty of time. Amen. I've got plenty of time. Maybe he conceals the danger. But listen, the trap is set. Amen. You need to make it right with God. Conceals the danger. The preacher preaches about the danger of sin in your life and how sin will destroy you and how sin will just wreck your life. Amen. But Satan makes you think, amen, that everything's okay in your life. He may point to other people and say, look at them. Now they've got a problem, but you're okay. You're okay. The danger, he wants to limit the danger that you feel. Conceal it. Conceal that. Amen. You know, Satan also, he knows if he's going to trap somebody, he has to be willing to adapt to our nature. Yeah, you know, the fowler don't seek birds to snare. Amen. By going out hunting deer. If you're gonna, you know what? If you know what you're hunting, that's how you hunt. You don't take your bird dog out, you know, when you're going to hunt deer. Don't take your fishing pole out, right? When you're going to hunt birds, right? You got to use, you know what? He knows what it takes. And Satan knows each and every one of us. He's very well aware. I've watched people and that are professional deer hunters, and let me tell you, they know everything about the deer. They know how they move, when they move. They know their habits. They know their routines. They know everything about them. And they're ready and they're prepared. And they come into the woods and they have got a plan. And listen, Satan knows your life. Satan knows right where you're at. He knows every weakness that you have. He knows where you're vulnerable today. And he is out to destroy you. He has come and he has come out, amen, to destroy your life. And he has not come unprepared, but he knows exactly and he knows the plan that he has laid for your life to trap you and to destroy you. I must hurry. Amen, Satan knows how to bait a trap. Satan knows how to bait a trap. He knows exactly what it is that's going to lure you in. He knows exactly what it is that's going to get a hold of you. He knows what exactly he needs to use to entice you. He knows what it is that's going to catch your eye. He knows what it is that's going to attract the lust of your heart and the lust of your life and the desires of your life. He knows what it is. Amen. And he's got the trap baited. And he knows exactly what he has to do. And he does it in an attractive way. In a way where you feel no danger. You feel no concern. God help us. He baits the trap. And Satan knows how to use decoys. He knows how to use the decoys. Yeah. You know, he knows how to use the decoy because he'll say, you know what? If you look at that person over there, they're living just like you, and look, everything's fine for them. That's right. He'll point to people that'll say, you know what? Look at their life. They're fine. They're no better than you are. And everything's fine with them. He knows how to decoy us and to deceive us. And if you think about that word decoy and deceive, very similar words, aren't they? Amen. Because it is deception. And that's what Satan uses in you against you right now. He's got you deceived. You think it's okay. You think everything's fine. And you think everything is good. But one day, if you're not careful, the snare will snap. Trapped. Maybe you're here today and you've already fallen into the trap of the enemy. Trap of Satan. You feel like you are stuck. I don't know. Can I tell you today, maybe you feel like that there is no way out of the life that you've already got yourself into. Maybe you feel like the hole that you are in is so bad that you can't ever get out of it. You'll never be able to escape. Maybe you feel like the addiction in your life is so strong that you'll never be able to shake it. Maybe you feel like that what has got a hold of you is so strong and the mess that you've got yourself in is so hard, amen, that you will never be able to escape it because now you feel like you are trapped in your life. You feel like because of the sin and all that you've done and all of your past that you are trapped, that you'll never get any better. That life will never get any better for you. That you'll never be able to escape out of the mess that you have created for your life. Financially? Physically? Can I say this? Even as far as your marriage and relationships? You feel like you are trapped and there is no way out. You feel like that you have been taken in. And that Satan has sprung the trap on you. And the hopeless feeling. You ever seen a trapped animal? The first thing they do is they try to free themselves. They struggle against the trap. They fight against the trap. They struggle against the trap, trying to free themselves. And that's what, you know what, that's the normal response for a lot of people when they find themselves in a trap that they can't get out of. Amen. They fight against the trap. They fight against what it is that has trapped them. They fight against all the things that have got a hold of their life. Amen. But listen, amen, what you need to look to today, amen, you don't need to fight so much against the trap as you need to look for somebody to save you from the snare of the fowler. Amen. It's not something that you're going to be able to find, or you're not going to find an escape from the trap of your life right now. But I believe there's somebody that can help you get out of the mess you're in. Amen. You need to look for some exterior, outside help, if you would, to get free of the trap. Get free of the trap. Notice it says, surely. That's positive, right? Surely. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Amen. He is the way of bringing us out of the trap that we're in. Amen. The hopeless situation that you're in right now. Amen. He wants to deliver you from that. Hallelujah. Deliver. That's a wonderful word. It's a wonderful word to anybody that's ever been in a trap. Deliverance is a wonderful word for anybody that's feeling hopeless. Deliverance is a wonderful word for anybody who feels like there is no way out and no escape. Amen. But God has a way of bringing you out of the trap that you are in. He wants to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. If you're here today, I want you to know, first of all, it's twofold. One, he can deliver you from ever going into the snare. And second of all, amen, he can deliver you from the snare. Amen. He'll have a way of delivering you from ever falling into the trap. If you're here today, listen, amen, don't fall into the trap. Let the Lord deliver you, amen, from the snare that the enemy has set up for your life. Amen, but my heart today is for the one that feels like it's already hopeless. The one that already feels like there's no way out. The one that feels like the hole is so deep that you have dug, you will never escape. I'm going to close here in just a minute, and you need to listen to this. Because this is your opportunity. This is the opportunity to get out of the mess you're in. This is your opportunity for the Lord Jesus to come and deliver you out of the mess of your life. Say, there's no way out, Brother David. I'm too far in. I'm too far gone. See, you feel so hopeless, you've already even quit struggling against the trap. You're not even trying to escape anymore on your own. You've given up. You've thrown your hands up. You've quit. Now you're just there in a miserable existence. Oh, God, help you today. Because the Lord wants to bring you out of that. He wants to break the snare of the fowler. He wants to deliver you from the snare that you are in. Hey, man, if you're feeling trapped today, I want to tell you that Jesus is here to set you free. Hallelujah. To set you free. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're here this morning and you feel trapped. I believe we have an answer for you today.
Hallelujah.
It's Jesus Christ. Amen. With our heads bowed right now. Church, let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother David, I feel trapped in my life. I feel trapped. Just don't feel like there's any hope. Amen. But I would like for the Lord to help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you lift your hand? Hallelujah. And you say, Brother David, I feel so trapped. God bless Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. Church, pray this morning. Hallelujah. Pray this morning. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning and you say, Brother David, my life, I feel so trapped. Just put your hand up and I'll pray with you this morning because I believe the Lord can deliver you. I believe the Lord can bring you out of the mess that you're in. The mess that you're in. Hallelujah. Is there any others this morning? As we tarry for just a moment, you'll just slip your hand up and say, Brother David, pray for me. I feel so trapped. I feel so trapped. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us today, Lord. Oh, let me tell you, it's been so long since you felt like you were free. You've forgotten what it was like. It's been so long since you were delivered from a trap, that you weren't in a trap, that you've just forgotten what it was like. But let me tell you what, today the Lord would like to bring you freedom and deliverance and set you free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. While the church is praying, amen, those who lifted your hand, I want you to come to the altar and let me pray with you today.